Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is the Lisa Dent Show. You know Alderman Brendan Riley. I hope you do. If you don't, say hello. He's joining us on the show. Alderman, you were one of 23 older people who voted against basically the free giveaways, especially when it came to the Ventra card giveaways. And now are you calling for an investigation because you think there's been some fraudulent activity?
Well, we have, yes, you're right. I did oppose the program. It seemed like a taxpayer-funded attempt to keep up with Willie Wilson's gas giveaways. And as you know, Mr. Wilson's running for mayor against Mayor Lightfoot. So a number of us had concerns with the program to begin with. But since it's been implemented, I have one example from a constituent in my ward where the cards aren't working properly, and it's a concern. My constituent received a prepaid gas card, but was able to overcharge it by $50 or $60 at a local pharmacy. And obviously this person, being an honest individual, stepped forward and said, hey, there's a problem here. I want to make it right, which begs the question, how many other instances of this are we seeing across the city? And so that's why I've asked the city inspector general to do an audit of the program to see if this is as widespread as it might be. And if that's the case, this could be costing taxpayers a whole lot more money than they signed up for originally.
And what was the inspector general's response?
That she's going to pursue it. And so we've actually linked up my constituent with her office, and they're going to take it from there. Obviously, my hope is that this is a very limited circumstance, but God forbid that this is system-wide. This could cost us a lot of money.
So you said your constituent took the gas card and used it at a drugstore, a CVS.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How were they able to use a gas card as a credit card at a CVS?
That's the thing, is the city used prepaid Visa cards to send out with the purpose, you know, the intent for that to be used at a gas station. But obviously folks have been able to use these cards at places other than gas stations to buy all sorts of other goods. And that's not my real concern. It's that they're being able to spend more than the $50 that was allocated on the card for them. And that's why it becomes a budget concern.
Alderman, how can I get one of those cards?
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure everyone's fishing through their garbage can to see if they can use it again. You have to be income eligible, and it's a lottery, and they send these out in tranches. And so, again, I'm hoping this one batch of cards may be the problem, but if one of my constituents could do this, I'm sure there are others out there trying to do the same.
So 50,000 gas cards were worth $150 each, 100,000 Ventra cards worth $50 each, and if they find out this was an isolated incident, are you still going to have an issue with the whole giveaway thing?
Well, yeah, I mean, I voted against it because I don't think the city is in the position to be just handing out free money, especially in an election year, to compete with a mayoral opponent. So I just didn't see that as a good public policy move. But no, if this is an isolated incident, I'll be happy. It means that taxpayers aren't exposed to overspending in a program that probably shouldn't have been created in the first place. So it's really just being concerned for our fiscal well-being. It's not about going and trying to, you know, catch these folks that may have overcharged their card by a few bucks. That's not my purpose. It's to shut down the program until we can get the kinks out of it to make sure people aren't overcharging these prepaid cards.
Alderman Brendan Riley is with us. I wanted to get your take on what is happening to postal workers in the city. Mm-hmm. We have one who had to lock herself in a vestibule to avoid any kind of crime that was being committed against her. We had another where there was an attempted rape on a 28-year-old female postal employee. And may I just make a note? Please go look at this guy's picture, because you would know him if you saw him. I mean, meaning he's not nondescript. There's some things that you go, oh, if you saw him once, you remember. But nonetheless, his picture's out there. But it seems to be ongoing in the city where postal workers aren't safe and people aren't getting their mail.
Yeah, no, well, those are two separate issues, but certainly the safety of postal workers is of top concern. You know, they're in a very vulnerable position. They're often hauling a lot of mail. They don't have their hands free, and, you know, they're moving slowly. So that's a problem. There's also been a recent crime spree involving getting these master keys, these skeleton keys that the postal carriers use to access all of our mailboxes. When criminals get those keys, they can access buildings and mailrooms and mailboxes and commit all sorts of crimes. So there's a few things going on here, but the one pattern where they're stealing these master keys is a real serious issue, and I know that the U.S. Postal Inspector General is working on that, and they've deployed postal inspectors to Chicago to try and really get after this.
I think they had some charges recently, didn't they, from the U.S. Attorney's Office?
Yeah, I believe so. And obviously, you have to take those crimes very seriously because you can do a lot of financial damage and certainly a lot of criminal damage by getting access to these rooms. So it is a serious concern. The feds are working on it. But no, postal carriers are at risk, and we need to do a better job protecting them.
Alderman, Congressman Chuy Garcia has begun now circulating petitions. Do you think he should run for mayor?
Well, it's entirely up to Chuy. I mean, it sounds like a big chunk of his constituency is pushing for somebody else in the progressive movement, Brandon Johnson. As you know, Congressman, you know, Garcia has always had a lot of support from the Chicago Teachers Union. And at least based on what they've indicated so far, they're looking to back a different horse in this race. So I'm not quite sure where the congressman will get his campaign infrastructure from, because the CTU is a real powerhouse in progressive politics. A lot of money, 30,000 members who like to knock on doors. So all that would be presumably missing from his race that he had in place the last time he ran against Rahm Emanuel.
Alderman, when you find out whether the Inspector General has determined that there is more fraud than just among your constituent, will you get back to us?
Absolutely. And, you know, again, my hope is that's not what we find out. But I think no matter what, to be fiscally prudent, we need to have that investigation take place.
Alderman Brendan Riley on the Lisa Dent Show, worried about the fraud in the city. And maybe you guys can share your experience with us at 312-981-7200. Coming up, it's all about money. The Powerball jackpot at $625 million. The house that sold on Lake Geneva for $17 million on Friday. And apparently the price of turkey is going up. That's on the way after Steve's newscast on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.